Throwback Tuesday on the front page. Call now and bring the heat. Call 520-KJLH.
Radio Free 102.3 KJLH. We do have a special guest on the phone, and so we are going to stop in our tracks here. We have Kenneth McDade. He's the father of Kendrick McDade. We were having trouble getting him on the phone, but apparently we have reached him. Mr. McDade, are you there?
This is Attorney Kerry Harper with the father of the man that passed away. But you can set me up on a mystery date. I am single.
I don't know where we're hearing that from, actually. We're on the air live right now, so we're... I don't know if we're hearing some TV or what in the background, but Kerry Harper, thank you for checking in with us here on the front page this morning. A lot of people were concerned on yesterday, learning that the family is having trouble covering the cost of burial for young Kendrick, and people want to help. What is the situation now?
Currently, the services are scheduled for the 7th, and they're still attempting to raise funds, and the father is on the line with me now.
Mr. McDade, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling us. I know probably the last thing you're thinking about is calling in media, given, you know, the grieving that you and your family must be going through right now.
Yeah, I haven't really been in a state of mind. But, you know, I'm trying to maintain and get through it.
You know, the district attorney's office saying yesterday that they weren't going to file charges, at least not right away, against Oscar Carrillo.
Yeah, that right there, you know, this whole thing is just a big mess up, you know. They took my son away, you know, and then all these people are just... You know, they're letting them get away with it. You know, there's nothing being done about it. You know, and I don't understand how a person can be supposedly scared for his life, you know, but what if I was scared for my life? You know, if I was out there and I was getting beat or jumped on every day, calling the police, making reports, and the time came along to where I had to protect myself because the police is not doing that. And then when I call them in, after the situation happens, you know, is I go to jail, I get stripped from my civil rights, I get treated a certain way, but these professional cops that know better, you know, every time something happens, you know, the public just gives them an excuse. You know, this, and it's not really like the public gives them excuses. Their people give the excuse and the public accepts it. You know, and it's never going to go away if they never get made an example out of.
Well, you know, it seems like it could be confusing, but I don't think the public is confused. I mean, they're saying they arrested the 911 caller, but, you know, some officers pulled the trigger. Do you think that enough is being done to investigate? Do you think that...
Not enough. I mean, the only reason why they arrested the caller is because we addressed the issue. You know, they knew that the man had lied from the first time he called. You know, they only did that to ease us, you know. And then to turn around and let him right out, you know, that's what to even go and arrest the guy for if you wasn't even going to hold him, you know, and all some stuff like that, you know, he should be charged with murder.
Carrillo?
You know, the guy who called should be charged with murder.
And what about the officers?
The officers should be charged with murder. Especially because of the first officer who initially shot, he shot out of a window. That's a drive-by shooting all day. I don't know what procedure it is, how you go about doing something like that, you know what I'm saying? But to me, that's a drive-by shooting.
You know, some people are calling your son, Kendrick McDade, the Trayvon Martin of California, probably because no one's been charged. Because he's a young student, a teenager, football player. And in a way, I'm expecting at some point we'll see more pushback. You know, initially they said he was robbing someone. I would love to hear from you about your son.
And my son has nothing to do with nothing like that. You know, my son, first of all, was a son. He was a brother, you know. We just had another son, you know, that he loved dearly 7 days prior to what happened to him. You know, it's,
how hard is that?
You know, it's very hard. You know, because we just sit and laugh and joke, you know, after it happened. He's telling me, oh, Dad, that's messed up. You set me up. You and Mom had a baby, but I'm going to be here with him. You know, it's stuff like that, you know, I'll never get the chance to hear again, you know, is laugh, joking around. Stuff that we used to just do, you know, we ride motorcycles, go-karts and stuff all the time, you know, just have a good time because I'm always with 20, 30 kids, you know. I love being around the kids. You know, all the kids from my neighborhood is at my house all the time. You know, and it's, he didn't have, you know, time for whatever they trying to make them seem to be. You know, it's like they was telling me, oh, you better make sure your son hasn't did this, or he wasn't really into this. Or, man, I know my son. There's nothing that you can try, whatever these media is saying, the press or whatever, you know, telling them, Kendrick was this, and he may have been this, you know. No, because y'all didn't know him.
Yeah, you sound like you've done everything we always tell parents to do. No.
Yeah, I did. I was, you know, I consider myself a good dad. You know, that's how I dealt with all my kids. You know, we all have a good relationship. You know, and he knows right from wrong. You know, that's why, you know, it was hard, you know, to even swallow that, you know what I'm saying? Kendrick is a straight A&B student, you know, graduated from one of the hardest schools in Azusa to graduate from.
And now
going to college, you
college
know.
College student.
Athlete, football, track, you know, you name it, he was there. Awards, scholarships, you know, a lot of people want him to come play for them. You know, it's like just to be cut down, you know, not even given a chance. You know, not even given a chance to see if that was a situation. You know, how do you get proven guilty before you even known if you're guilty or not? Because that's what they were, the judge and the jury right there on the street that night.
Kenneth McDade, what can we, the Front Page family, your KJLH family, which, you know, feels your pain right now, what can we do to help? Because, I mean, this is every parent's nightmare. It sounds like you're doing everything. You're with your son all the time. You've got all the neighborhood kids there, so you know who he's hanging out with and what he's doing. You know, he's graduated from high school. We think, okay, good, he's safe, he's in college. What can we do to help?
You know, it's hard to even... You know, right now what we're trying to do is just, you know, just raise money to you know, let him go home to a celebration and right, you know, it's just his last scholarship, you know, his last football game. This is what it is, you know.
And we're gonna continue. Oh, Mr. McDade, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for your loss.
Not right at all. You know, he didn't deserve to get that. You know, he never deserved that pain. You know, he never felt that pain before. You know, it's not right.
Nor do you.
He was a good guy.
Or his mother, or his brothers. None of you deserve that pain.
And he was a good guy. You know, that was it. He was a good boy. He didn't deserve that. You know, no. There's no way to even explain it. You know, he didn't deserve what happened. You know, it could have been handled a million different ways, but this is the way they chose to do it. You know, they just designed this to... Their whole plan, you know, is to try to wipe us out, you know, and why? You know, we're not here to hurt people. You know, man, I don't know, it's hard, you know, and to be a cop, you know, this chief is sitting here looking me in my eyes, with acting tears, you know, that's what I call them, acting tears, looking at me, telling me he's going to do everything he can, you know, basically lying to my face, you know, when he know in his heart what was going on at that time. He knew that the man lied. Why he was telling, why he was sitting there telling me lies. You know, it's not cool. It's not fair. You know, it's not fair, and it's never going to go away. It's never going to stop. If we just keep enabling these people. And when I say enabling, you know, every time something like this happens, because it's not the first time, it's not going to be the last time, if these people don't get made an example out of. And that's the only way that it's going to happen. That's just like me being a child, and my parents raising me up, and I keep doing something over and over again. I'm going to keep doing it until I get my butt whooped. You know, you have to make an example. You know, you have to feel the responsibility.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever going to take a responsibility if they don't see what's going on. That's just like this three strikes law. That's why they brought it up, because people wasn't listening or understanding, supposedly. They wanted us to fall for that. That's the stuff I'm talking about. They want us to swallow.
Well, you know, Dominic, I think Mr. McDay was referring to the chief meeting with the mom and with him before the news broke that the caller had lied, and the chief had said that he'd heard the tapes and he'd believed in his heart that the caller was honestly believing that he'd been robbed and things of that nature. In a couple of days, a lot of the things the chief said were proven not true.
Have you received an apology? Has he rescinded those things? Has he addressed the fact that he seemed to be misleading you, if not outright lying?
Well, the chief did apologize to the family in a meeting. He apologized for the loss.
Another meeting or the same meeting where he was telling you things that he knew not to be true?
No, the same meeting last week. The same meeting last week, he apologized, but, you know, that's, he is in a, you know, I'm sure he probably is sorry that a young man's life has ended. And as a father, I'm sure he is sorry. As a chief of police, who is the boss of the officers who brutally gunned down my client's son, I'm sure he's real sorry now, and I have a feeling he's going to get a little bit sorrier later this week.
We're talking with Carrie Harper. She's the attorney for the family of Kendrick McDade. Of course, Kenneth McDade, the father of Kendrick McDade, is on the phone with us as well. They have a fund. It's at Chase Bank. It's the Kenneth McDade and Anya Slaughter Kendrick McDade Memorial Fund. This is up on DominicDePrima.com, the account number and the routing number, so you could donate directly. They need to get the money together by Friday so they can lay their son to rest. You could also transfer money directly from your account into their bank account, their memorial fund. Mr. McDade, I don't know if you want to stay with us. I'm up against a break here. I know it's tough for you even talking with us, but I appreciate your checking in with us this morning, and Carrie Harper as well.
I appreciate having me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anything you want to leave us with?
I just want justice for my son. You know, I want the people responsible, you know, to take responsibility, you know, and step up like a man, you know, and do what they're supposed to do. You know, I want them to, if they really feel my pain, you know, I want them to put themselves in my shoes and do the right thing.
Thank you so much, Mr. McDade. Please check in with us anytime. We want to keep people abreast of whatever protests, actions, and we're going to stay on this fundraising because, you know, your Front Page family and your KGLH family stands with you and your family, sir.
Thank you.
Oh. Didn't mean to cut you off, Ms. Carrie Harper. Thank you so very much as well. It's the Front Page. It's a Hot Topic Tuesday. More straight ahead. Radio Free 102.3 KJLH.
It's time to get up.
Get down.
It's the Front Page.
The Front Page.
Front Page.
On Radio Free
102.3 KJLH.